My guest on the podcast today is the head coach of the Spanish national men's team, David Martin Lozano. Become a podcast buddy now and get exclusive access to the new podcast episodes. You can find more information about this on my website, schulzekopp.de.
Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights. So, David, welcome to the next international podcast episode here in the Water Polo Expert Talk podcast. Really happy to have you here today. Good morning. Maybe at the beginning, as usual, also with the other participants here in the podcast, maybe a short introduction from yourself. So I hand it over to you. So welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure for me. Thank you for the invitation.
So it's my pleasure. So to be honest, maybe for the few of the listeners, maybe who's not really so much following the water polo scene, maybe can you give us some information about yourself, your role, and also your water polo career? Maybe.
No, I am a normal guy. We start water polo with kids, with all my family, but nothing special. With all my life here in Barceloneta, do you know, here in Barcelona, we start playing like a kid with a lot of dreams. We grow up with the club because Barceloneta is always growing the last years. We start with a family club, a small pool, but we change all in 1995. The club changed the pool. I am lucky because we start play with a lot of the stars, world stars, water polo, like Stiarte, Chava Gomez, with a lot of foreigners, Dejan Savic, Petar Trojovic. I am very lucky. I stay in the perfect place in the moment, in the best moment for me.
Yeah, so it sounds like you have really a good active or good career as an active player, and also after that, yet the dream come true, maybe that you stay with your club and also have the active career now and stay in Barceloneta.
Yes, all my life. We start because my brother, do you know, Jesus Martin, my sister, Belen Martin, he was a water polo player for the female national team in one club very, very famous here, the Mediterranean, in that era. And we start playing, but what happened? Barceloneta is a family club, but there is a moment that he changed the pool. He meet with another club, is Athletic, and he built an Athletic Barceloneta. And I, luckily, because we start playing with a lot of stars. We start with Chava Gomez, Gustavo Marcos, Chiqui Sanz, all the national players in the 90s. And after we finished my career in 2013, after the Belgrade, the Final Four in Belgrade, and quickly I start my career with the coach. But sorry, I don't a spectacular player. I'm a normal player, but I'm very lucky because I always are playing with a lot of very, very good players. For me, it is very good for my career.
Yeah, and also it sounds like that you have also the benefits from playing with these guys in the past, that you have now really the experience, even when you say you are not really the spectacular player, maybe, but it ended really in the national or the head coach of Spain. So it should be really a benefit then, yeah, so that you play with all these stars in the past. So maybe when you say in the Spain area, Mediterranean area, so maybe you can give us some, let's say, information about the level or the status of water polo in Spain and also Italy, Croatia, whatever. So it's really interesting to see the difference about the importance of water polo instead of Germany. So we really have the problem, at least for the water polo scene, that we have not the environment and also not the structure or the infrastructure and the support of the governance of the schools. What is different between Spain and maybe also Germany or other European countries? What do you think?
I don't know. I think that the people think that in Spain the water polo is very, very professional. We have a lot of clubs, it's true. But the reality in Spain is this, the water polo more strong is only in the Barcelona area. Do you know? You have here the best team is Barceloneta, after Barcelona, Sabadell, Tarraza. But we have the problem that the other country in Spain, water polo is not professional. 10 years ago, for example, in Madrid, there is a canoe with a lot of players like Gabi Hernández, Sánchez Toril, the brothers Moro. And in Madrid, it was very, very stronger. But in the last years, we have the problem that only in Barcelona. This is one problem, and this is a very good thing, because all the kids here in Catalonia, for example, they have a lot of competition. The competition here in the youngest categories is very, very strong. And after the decade for Spain, difference between Germany and the other countries, even the Balkan countries or Italy, Hungary, that we have a center performance for high level for the young players. We always take 8-10 players every year, and he start one development for the water polo in San Cugat. This is the famous car of San Cugat. And we have working with them until 14, until 18 years. During 4 years, it's very strong practices every day. And I think this is the case for Spain. For example, in the last season, all the players that arrived to the senior team in the national team, male and female, they are training in the center. For example, the last Unai Aguirre, Bernat Sanahuja, Álvaro Granados, Roger Taüll, all these players are training here. This is the case for Spain. If we don't have this center, I think that the situation in Spain will be very, very different.
Yeah, so we have, so maybe just give you some examples what is the infrastructure here in Germany. So because we have not really a center or only one, so because we have maybe in this area of the biggest or biggest clubs at the moment, yeah, so which is Hannover, which is Spandau maybe, and Duisburg, yeah, so we have centers around the biggest clubs at the moment, yeah, so we have maybe some similar situation or infrastructure then, but I would agree that you have, or it could be good or it could be also not good when you have only one center of such a huge country. Yeah. So maybe then when you have other centers, then you have maybe the problem to say, okay, you have to come to this center, or you have to come to this center, or you have to move, or whatever. Yeah, so it could be a pro argument or even a contra argument then in this case. But when you say there is a center, so is it, let's say, what role plays the environment for you or for the kids? So is it easier to bring the kids to the sports like water polo? Because in other countries, I have the impression or the feedback that it's not really easy. So it's very hard to convince kids, okay, you have to play, or maybe you play handball or basketball, or football, or soccer. What do you think about water polo? Yeah, and then you have really not the best arguments maybe on your side.
Yes, of course. This is normal that the family always think that what is the future for a water polo player? Take a lot of money. Do you know if you want to play to water polo in this moment for a top level, do you need a lot of hours to train in, to practice every day? But I think that this center, for example, in Barcelona, is good because you have a full accommodation for the players. We can go to the school, to the practices. He can eat in the center, and the community for the families is very, very good. After that, I think that it's very important this center, because the history of the players that go this center say that we have a lot of percentage to arrive to the senior team. And I think what the family here, for example, they have a lot of good things for this center in Barcelona. But I understand that there isn't family when you say you can bring your kid here. There's a lot of family that say no, because the level of the school is not the same. It's not high level for my kid. It's normal, because the Waterpolo is a minority report. It's sport. Minority.
Yeah.
And here we have a very big problem in Spain, because Spain is a country with a lot of sports, team sports. In the last Olympic Games, I think that we are the first team in Europe with basketball, handball, water polo, male and female. And we are very, very alternative for the kids, not water polo. And do you know, here the fifth sport is always the soccer, with the Real Madrid and Barcelona. But I think that here in the Barcelona area, we have good image for the center, for the families, and all the families with the players. Normally, we don't have problem to bring the kids.
Okay. Yeah, so in this case, it's every time when you travel or have vacation or holidays, maybe in Spain, and also some big tournament or Olympic Games is running. Yeah, so you see live games of water polo, where you think, when you're coming from Germany, okay, this would be nice also in Germany to have such a nice stream and live performances of water polo also. So even when you know, okay, maybe the German national team is maybe not playing or not playing within the first ranks or first places there, but it's anyway. So water polo, in my impression, during the last couple of years, is not really happening in the media landscape here in Germany. Yeah, so because of these success, what is not there? Yeah, so you only have the chance to come to the TVs or TV shows or streams or whatever when you have success.
Yeah, of course. Here in Spain, the tradition here in Spain, after the Olympic medals in Atlanta, Barcelona, the 90s generation with Royan, Estiarte, this is a famous sport. For example, when we go to Olympic Games, all the people say, oh, with water polo medal, sure, but it's not easy. And now in the last season, do you know the female water polo is a crazy. We are in all the semifinals, finals. We are winning a lot of tournaments. And for example, if you can see in all the clubs here in Spain, there is a lot of women now. For example, Barceloneta start with the woman team, and now they have 10 teams only.
Okay,
it's amazing because it's really that here in Spain we have luckily that. But el polo is in the TV. For example, Barceloneta, we play the Champions League, the Spanish Cup, the playoff. Normally, we are in TV, and I think that is very, very important. But this is clear. If you have successfully in the last years, water polo in Spain, the male and female are playing final in World Championships, European Championships, two teams in the semifinals of the Olympic Games, of course, it is a help for the all sport.
Yeah, so it's every time when I talk to an international podcast guest that we have the same discussion. Is it the mandatory to be successful to come to the TV? And on the other hand, you do not get any kids to start playing water polo when you're not really happening in the TV. So it's not really, so it's every time the question where to start, who has really the lead in this discussion. Yeah, so do we have the problem to get kids to play, start playing water polo because we are not happening in the TV. And the guys in the TV or also in the organizations maybe saying, okay, I support you at least in this moment where you have the success. But before that, I will not really support you in this really big range to get to this point to get success. Yeah. So it's really, not an easy discussion to say, okay, where's the problem here at the moment?
Yeah, of course. Do you need TV to show your sport? But do you need success for the TV show your sport? This is the problem.
At the moment, we have also the situation that we able to get more awareness of water polo, not really coming from the official TV channels and stations and so on, because it's also very easy now to stream yourself games, for example. Yeah, so there is maybe the advantage of the technical side then that the clubs see, okay, it's much more easier for us to stream or to recording such a game maybe to get a little bit more of awareness then.
Yeah, of course. 10 years ago, it was impossible to see the games or the leagues, Italian leagues, Serbian leagues. And now you can see everything. But it's true that we need water polo, a global in the world. We need more exposure in the media. We need more TV. But do you know, in this moment, the TV is changed. The young people don't look the TV. It's only... Only streamings, only, and maybe we can use this for make the water polo or more streaming, but more professional. Now it's true that you can see, all, for example, the Champions League, now the games of World League in FINA, you can see by YouTube or the page of the LAN. But we needed more publicity, more that the young people know this. Because, for example, I have players, young players that they don't know what is. They can see all the games. They can see the game of Novi Vega to see Mandic. No, this is a problem because the young players today, I don't know. Is they have the mentality like us 10 years ago. They have a lot of inputs in his mind.
Yeah. So that's not really a matter of age in this case. Yeah. So every time when you think, okay, regarding social media and so on, it's only the very young kids and people. Yeah. But it's also when you're saying, okay, you have also some players in your team that they are at least a little bit older, so they are not any more kids, that you have or see this at least some kind of the same problem in this case, in this age.
Look, for example, when we start the preparation with these kids to go with the center of high performance, the coach of them is Vilen Pirakov, is assistant coach in the national team. And the first day, when we arrive all the kids, the first question are, who is Mandic? say me three players of Montenegro national team. Say me three players of a lot of kids don't know this. This is the mentality to the young players. He won't play polo because they enjoy, but I don't know if he has the mentality to grow up to with the dream to arrive to the senior team. In the actuality, I think that the young players, the young people, is the important is today. I want this now. No, I don't think that I need 10 years training a lot, but finally arrive to the national team. This is a crazy for them.
Yes, the success or the result. I want the result today without any effort, maybe before.
Yes.
So when you're talking about the center in Barceloneta, so is it in terms of or in regards to your job as a head coach of the national team, is it easier for you with the center to see or to have more players in your area available? And in this case, you don't have to travel around the country all the year Or is it the same?
For me, it's amazing because I can see every week all the games. I can see 2 or 3 games for the National League because we play in Barcelona or maybe in Sabadell. It's 20 minutes by car, Terrassa, Mataró. But the other teams, we have 12 teams in the National League. 9 teams is from Barcelona area. And the other is Canoe from Madrid, Pamplona, Navarra, and the other is in Canary Island. I am lucky because I can see all the games. Of course, all the Champions League from Barceloneta or the Europa League for Sabadell or Barcelona, I can see every day directly. This is a good thing. The other bad thing is all the players are always in Barcelona, and after we start the preparation in Barcelona, and I think that if you want to grow up, maybe it's good that some players play outside of Spain and other countries for take experience. But I think that in Spain we live very, very well, and the player is in the comfort zone.
So there's no real reason to leave the country, of Spain in this case, because it's everything there. Yeah, so you have the competition within the National League, and you have the competition all around the year. Then you don't really need to leave the country. At least you mentioned the experience for young players, maybe to leave the country for several years and come back and be even stronger in the Spanish league than after this experience in the other country.
Yeah, for me, this is important. But it's true that, for example, 10 years ago, when we was a player in the national team, there are players like Guillermo Molina, Xavi Garcia, Felipe Perrone, Marvin Gaye. He was going out of Spain to play. But in this moment, it's true that Barceloneta is a very, very strong team. If you stay in Barceloneta, you can play the Champions League. Maybe you have a lot of opportunity to play the Final 8. And this is a good thing for the players, for the Spanish players. And it's true that you are living in Barcelona, one of the best cities in the world, and you are comfortable. But it's true that sometimes, maybe not all the players, but maybe some players need live to this experience to come back after with another perspective for our sport. But I don't know. This depends on every player. But for me, it's a good thing because it's true that for me, sometimes if I want make some practice from training together, it's very easy. All in Barcelona, I say, tomorrow, 2 days, we can training, and for me, it's perfect.
Yeah. So maybe in this case, it sounds like you have maybe from your team or the structure of the national team, also some blocks from some teams or from not so many teams, maybe from Barceloneta and the one or two other big clubs, that you have really the blocks within your national team. So it's maybe some kind of the same situation here in Germany, that you have maybe a block coming from Spandau and the other block comes from Waspo, and then you have maybe one or two other players from other smaller clubs. But do you think it's an advantage for a national team that you have some these blocks within your team? Is it easier maybe to, because they know each other much more better then?
Yeah, but they have good things and bad things. The good things is you have a lot of players playing together. Sometimes the game, do you need only look your partner to your teammate to make the movement, the assist, the goal. But after, if you want change a lot of style of play, in the national team, they have playing in one way all the season, and you have only 4 or 5 weeks to change this. We are lucky because in the last season, for example, Barceloneta block players are training with my brother, and the similar idea for my brother and for me not changed nothing. Players arrive me, with me maybe one or two things different, but the style of play is very, very similar. For example, this season will be different because all the players from Barceloneta are training with Elvis Fatovic. It's another style. It's similar style, but still, this season will be the first time I am sure that we need more time to change this networking in the water for the players, because it's normal. You are 8-9 months working in this way, and after we arrive, in only 3 or 2 weeks, we must change. So I think it's important. It's perfect. For me, the most important for all the national players is they can play in the Champions League European competition. This is more important because in this moment, the national league in Spain is not top level. There is Barceloneta, Sabadell, Barcelona, Tarrada, but the other teams is not top level like in European competition. And for me, it's very, very important, for example, that Barceloneta is playing the Champions. And for example, Sabadell and Barcelona, we are playing the semifinals in the LEN. And now Sabadell, we will play the final. For me, it's the best training for the young players and for all the players.
Yeah, so that would be maybe also one of my next questions about the level of the Spanish league. As you mentioned already that you have maybe 3-4 clubs really on an international good level with the competition and with the level of their level of water polo, that it's more important for the players that they are able to play in the Champions League. Yeah, at least you have these competition also with other international clubs. But coming back really to your role as a head coach, is it also what is for you really the best argument or the biggest point where you say, okay, I'm really happy to be the head coach? So are there any points you say, okay, this is really the top one or two reasons because I'm really happy to be the head coach of Spain? So I'm really sure that you are happy to be the head coach of Spain, but maybe also for me or also for the listeners here, how do you become to this, or how do you come to the role as a head coach of Spain? Yeah, so are there any issues or problems, difficulties for you, make the transition from a player to a coach? So there's definitely some kind of development for yourself, and for your personality. We start with the one or two questions, points where you say, okay, this is really the main key points because I'm happy to be the head coach of Spain.
But, good question. What's quickly this? I stopped player in the 2013. In that summer, we start with the assistant coach with Rafa Aguilar in the World Championships in Barcelona. And after we start in Barceloneta with assistant coach of my brother. In the first season, we won the Champions. And after 2 years, we will go to the Catalonia Federation in this center, high performance, like a director with a manager. And after these 2 seasons, I received the proposal for the Spanish Federation. In the beginning, I have a lot of... I am not sure, because for me, the first time, I will be the head coach of one team, not the national team, one team, because I assistant coach with Rafa Aguilar, assistant coach with my brother, but I never take one team. I think that it's the best... The best position in our sport, the head coach of one country like in Spain. I am a privilege because I am very lucky because we have a lot of talent players to choose. And the best thing, but I think that you live like Olympic Games, World Champions League with the possibility to win. This is amazing. For me, this is the best thing for me. I don't have... And the other, this is a position that you can live with your family with a lot of months. For example, in September, October, I have two kids of 10 years. I can time for them. And after in summer, of course, I forgot all the family. But live my life, and after I can live my dream. If you are the coach of the one team, for example, Barceloneta, all the year the stress is very, very strong. Very, very. And for me, this is one of the things that we want to stay here, like a head coach from Spain. I want to change all the mentality of this country. I want to make in the history, because we have a country with a lot of history in water polo, with Olympic medal, world championships. And my dream is make history with this team. But after, I am sure that I will try the opportunity to coach some club, some strong club, because I need this experience. But in this moment, for me, this is the best place for living.
Yeah, and it sounds like that you are also able to manage all these other aspects like family and have your personal stuff and personal interests. Yeah, so in combination with these kind of role as a head coach. Yeah, so you mentioned that it's much more pressure or stress in this case for a club trainer, as maybe for the head coach of a country. Yeah, so
no, I think you have a lot of stress in 2 months in the summer when you start the stress. Look, my hair. When I was assistant coach, we had more hair. But now, like a head coach like with Spain, it is, I lost in one season. No, I think that the stress is the same. But you have a stress in 2-3 months. The other side, mm-hmm. You have stress in 9-10 months. And for me, it is very, very important live with my kids, take my kids to the school. This moment for me is very, very important. And if I was the head coach of Barceloneta, for example, I don't have this time.
Mm-hmm.
For me, yeah. This is important because my kids now have 10 years. After 4 or 5 years, my kids don't want to stay with me, sure. But now I want to enjoy this moment. And for me, yeah. If you are working with the national team, you have this opportunity. The other side is more difficult.
So are there, so when you end your active career as a player, so are there, or do we have any time or the idea or the plan to be a coach at some point in time? Or do you say, okay, it's really by accident, maybe in this case, that you start your career as a coach or become a head coach then? So are there any plans during your active career or saying, okay, I will never be a coach, and then, here you are?
I always, always, I dream to be a coach. On my last 2-3 years like a player, I start with the study for to be a coach. I remember in the last season with my coach, for example, Santi Fernandez, I was the captain in Barceloneta, or Rafa Aguilar in the national team. After the games, we always were talking about the tactic, the defense, the attack. I always have the mentality to be a coach.
Okay.
And the last season, I prepared for this.
Yeah. So when you're talking about your previous coaches, maybe during your active career as a player, are there any main points where you say, okay, I really have this also as part of my coaching strategy coming from somebody as an active of your coaches in the past, that you say, okay, this kind of tactic or philosophy or training practice exercises or whatever. So are there any things where you can say, okay, this is coming from my coaches during my active career?
I think that like a coach, you must learn a lot of things as all your coach. I have things from Santi Fernandez, for Rafa Galar, for Joan Janet. But if I must name some coach that for me was very, very important. One is Vangelis Roupakas. This is a great coach that he was working in Barceloneta when I was 20 years. With him, I learned a lot of things with tactic, technique. And I remember very, very, very nice this season with him. And of course, my brother. With my brother, I learned a lot. We have one similar idea from the battle polo, the movement, the counterattack, fast battle polo. And I learned a lot with him in 3 years. For me, but I think that you must learn little things. You must learn the things that you don't want to do, the things that you want to do with the other players. And for me, it was very important, for example, that when you stay in one team with your teammates, we learn a lot of things. And I think that it helped me to the player, because maybe you can feel what is the feeling in the team when you lose, when you win, mm-hmm. before the competition. And I think that this is a mix. You must learn a little thing of your coach, your own experience, and of course there is some person in your life that is more important.
So we already reached the end of this podcast episode again. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned also for the second part of the discussion with David. We will publish this episode next Saturday. Until then, keep safe and keep healthy, and yeah, greetings from Hanover.